Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. First off, thank you for all your likes, shares, and subscribes. Deeply appreciated. I was called to share about fire and the fire ceremonies and the shamans for the new era that we are in now. As the earth shifts and as the energy of Kundalini of the earth moves southward into the southern hemisphere, there's going to be a very dominant play of the feminine energies through the nakshatras and through awakening old souls who carry the power of their Akash and bring it forward through fire ceremonies. Now, I was called to share this, not sure why, but here goes. So what is the element of fire? The element of fire is transformational. It is creating transformation through active energy which is put forward in the creation. The entire creation is made by an original kind of fire. All the stars are of fire. If the Vedas even speak of our willpower as Agni or as fire. The willpower itself is a kind of fire. There is fire in our belly, we digest the food. There's fire through which we cook. Even the fire in the forests know how to rejuvenate themselves through the forest fires. It liberates the old energy, transforms it into something new, and then recreates itself. The forest itself knows how to recreate itself through these fires, right? Now we are speaking of the shamans, the natural shamans who will awaken in these new energies all over the planet, and they will be drawn towards fire ceremonies. Now, who are the ones who are naturally awakening to this from the Vedic astrology perspective? It'll be the ones which are listed over there. Number one, Kritika Nakshatra, which is ruled by Agni itself. The original creational fire is Kritika Nakshatra. It falls within the last half of Aries and moves on to Taurus, as it's marked over there in the pie chart. Especially the first pada of Kritika will be very strong since it is falling in the zodiac sign of Aries, which is ruled by Mars. Now you must understand that the fire is just a transformational energy, okay? It transforms all the dead energy, all the bad energies, wherever it is residing. It needs to be transformed every once in a while. This need not be done on a regular basis, but it needs to be done once in a while. So Kritika Nakshatra has the energy of Agni, has the energy of fire in it. Okay, so it's a transformational energy. These are the ones who will want to transform and have the power of the Akash, if dominant planets and points, which we shall address a little later, who have the ability to perform fire ceremonies. They will have the power of their own souls, Akash, to do the ceremony. Okay. Next is Ardra Nakshatra, which has the power of Rudra in it. The power of active form of Shiva is Rudra. So Ardra Nakshatra, which falls in Gemini, will also have the power to make transformation happen through their active participation as shamans and carry out fire ceremonies. Number three is Vishakha Nakshatra, which is ruled by Indra and Agni, the two branches of a tree, the two diversifications of energies, which falls in Libra. So Vishakha is trying to balance two different aspects, balance the duality, as we would say. The balancing point of duality lies in Libra, the balancing of the scales, so to speak. So Libra is going to, through Vishakha Nakshatra, be capable of bringing this Agni, Indra, as well as Agni, your sense and sensibilities, which are Indra, and Agni, the power of your will, together. The Vishakha Nakshatra carries this power. So they will also make very good shamans who can do fire ceremonies to transform something. Number four is the Mula Nakshatra. The Mula Nakshatra falls within Sagittarius. So Mula Nakshatra is wanting to go down to the roots of something. People who are born under Mula Nakshatra, or dominant planets and points in Mula Nakshatra, have the ability to dig very deep into subject matter, because their souls are born with this kind of an Akash. The Akash is the key word here. Anybody who wants to be a shaman has to be born with the power of the Akash. It's not about putting on fancy costumes and robes and some colorful things on the head. Okay, we are talking about the soul's Akash here. So Mula Nakshatra has that depth, inherent depth of soul's Akash, which they could bring to transform something through the fire ceremonies. Okay. Number five on our list is Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, which is the fire dragon, the one-legged fire dragon. If you don't know what I'm talking about, visit my 27 nakshatra playlist and see these five nakshatras again, and you'll see what I'm saying. Purva Bhadrapada knows the ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom of how to bring fire to transform one form to another form, or to remove the old energy and bring in the new one, which is so needed in the current times. So these five nakshatras are the ones who will be dominantly playing out, or who are the natural shamans, which will be very good for them to do fire ceremonies. Now, if you examine the energies of four of these nakshatras, right, the Pritika, Vishakha, Mula and Purva Bhadrapada, they are all Rakshasagana nakshatras. So fire is a difficult element to handle for normal human beings, because it's the purest form of energy. And because these four nakshatras are Rakshasagana, the tendency will be they won't be able to handle themselves. So typically these people might end up being rock stars or heavy metal singers, or people with 101 tattoos all over their body and rings and piercings and so on, because simply they are not able to handle this kind of a fire. My hope is that as the Akash of the earth awakens and the old souls awaken to this kind of a wisdom, that these nakshatras will become more dominant in doing good stuff. Remember always to do the right thing for the earth, for the collective. So these nakshatras, my hope is, will have a good element to them, bring forward fire ceremonies which will help transform the negativity which rests upon the land, which rests upon the humanity, which rests upon all beings in this earth plane. Now let's see what planets and points make an impact here. So when we speak of planets and points in these nakshatras, the highlighted ones on the pie chart, these four combinations listed there could play a dominant role in that. Now also, as a disclaimer, please remember these nakshatras are very difficult to handle. Fire is a difficult energy to handle because it is not solid form. It is very active and it is very outward going, and it has got a lot of heat to it, obviously. So the person, in order for them to become shamans and of fire ceremonies, they need to have a very dominant present of Devganas nakshatras in their chart. Then they will try to use it for the good of mankind, for the good of the planet. Okay, so number one on our list there is Jupiter or Ketu is present in one of these nakshatras. If Jupiter or aspects of Jupiter and Ketu or aspects of Ketu is present in one of these nakshatras or in the ascendant, it becomes a dominant theme for playing out fire through ether. Jupiter's element is ether. Jupiter rules the Akash. So Jupiter is necessary for bringing in the Akashic wisdom to the person who wants to do a fire ceremony, who wants to be a shaman. Number two, aspects of Mars and Ketu, and also Sun actually on the ascendant, would matter here. Why do I bring aspects of Mars, Ketu and Sun? Because these are all fiery planets and they bring the element of fire naturally with them, Sun and Mars especially. And Ketu is a moksha karaka. That means it helps in understanding the greater wisdom of things, detachment energy, and not wanting material gain from something. That is Ketu. Number three, if there is more fire element dominant in the chart, and I've spoken about elements in the previous videos, if you want to go through them. So if there is a dominant fire element present in the chart, along with the number one and number two, they would make natural shamans. Number four, the nakshatras of these four kinds, which I mentioned, five kinds there, these might be present in houses 8 and 12, the transformative moksha houses in a chart, house number 8 and house number 12. If these nakshatras are present and in combination with the first three, then it becomes a natural shaman who does fire ceremonies. Now, what would be important in doing fire ceremonies? Well, we all are here to do service of one form or another to the mankind. We all live from birth to death to bring something into the earth plane. For shamans who can do fire ceremonies, this becomes one of their life path. This is what they're here to do. This is what their soul wants to accomplish. So study this. Study the chart of your kids. Study the new children who are coming into this planet. Many of them are natural shamans. They bring their power of Akash to bear upon the earth plane, and this is what they are here to do: help understand the fire ceremonies and the importance of them. All the ancients of the planet, all the indigenous, even the oldest Vedic traditions used to follow this fire ceremonies. Next one we shall address another aspect as I shall get them. Meanwhile, thank you and have a nice day.